God damn it, I'm a little pissed. Tom, I'm a little pissed. I went down to the gun store. Tom, do you own a gun? Have you ever shot a gun? Or have you ever been around a gun? God damn it.
I have all three of those things, yes.
Have you ever been pissed off? God damn it.
I have been pissed off.
Have you ever gone down to the goddamn gun store and said, God damn it, I want a goddamn handgun right now? Have you ever said that, or have you ever known somebody who has? God damn it, Tom, speak up.
I'm sure I know someone that has.
Okay, well,
yes.
Now you do know one, because it was me, and I went down to the goddamn gun store around the goddamn corner, and I said to the fella, I want a goddamn handgun. I mean, one of them great big motherfucking big dick Desert Eagle movie size motherfuckers. Takes two people, and one of them's got to be from the Midwest to help load the motherfucker. One shot stopping, baby. I said, give me one of those motherfuckers and help me drag it out to the car, because I'm pissed off. And the guy said, Mr. Roth, you got to wait 2 weeks. You got to wait 2 weeks for the background check. Have you ever heard of such a thing, Tom?
I've heard of it. Yes, yes.
2 weeks? I'm pissed off now.
The Roth Show, brought to you by Ink the Original.
Boy, am I happy to see all of you. And I have a gun in my pocket. Let's go to school together. This is called the Charlie's Angel, and it's called that for two different reasons. Okay, now watch. I'm sneaking up on somebody. Okay, let's see if we get that in focus. And I'm sneaking up on somebody in the movies. So what I'm gonna do is, having seen it on television, on Charlie's Angels specifically, I'm going to imitate it. Ready? Now, Tom, I want you to pretend to be the voice of the bad guy. You'll actually be the camera, okay? Can you hear me? Don't cut to yourself for a fucking change. And don't make me laugh with a loaded gun with my trigger on the with my finger on the trigger, okay? I got to do it all wrong exactly. Now, Tom, pretend you're the bad guy in the camera and call me. And in slow motion, I'll show you what will happen, actually, if you imitate Charlie's Angels. Go, Tom.
Hey, Dave, over here.
Boom, and you blow your head off. Okay, now, Tom, I've been professionally trained, so you really should never try this. I've watched a lot of television. I'm a rock star, and I have that extra time. So don't try this shit at home. I, myself, am way more adept at this. Okay, now, I want you to be... That was a good bad guy voice, actually. That was a great bad guy voice. Oh, shit! The next is called the Traveling Charlie's Angel. Now, we invoke the word angel because after you've blown your head off, I'm going to make an assumption, you went to heaven. This is called the Traveling Charlie's Angel. You hold it up here, and in the movies now, they've learned in real life that you want to keep your finger off the trigger. So in the movies, we always put our finger on the trigger. And that's really, really good. Because that way, if you have your finger on the trigger in real life, because after you've watched the movies and the television enough, a lot of television people do this, then somebody in real life comes up and goes, no, Daddy, I want to play with the gun. Another really, really great wrong thing to do is do a bong load and take it out in mixed company nowhere's near the shooting range, because we've all seen that shit in the movies, and have your good buddy Tom say,
hey, Dave, I want to try that.
Boom! Parts one, part two of Say Goodbye to My Little Friend. Keep it in the pants band, okay? They're not made to carry heavy weapons or anything. These are Fruit of the Looms. They're meant to carry your banana and whatever else. Not a 45 caliber, 14-shot desert. What? Hold on, I got to get this out of my... Bam! Part two of Say Goodbye to My Little Friend. This is very popular in the barrio and the hood. We see it in the films frequently. We get kids on banana seat bicycles who are carrying a pistola, a cuete, in their pants, in their pantalones, and here we go. And you stick it in there, and you know I ride a bike regularly. Hold on, I'm about to hit a bump. Bam! Oh, shit, S.E. If you're driving a motor vehicle, and you want to do it completely wrong, but usually the way people do it, carry a loaded firearm with the safety off after a few drinks with your finger on the trigger and never practice with it. That way, when you turn to somebody and say, hey man, check what I... Boom. I don't know, man. It was working perfectly a second ago. Bam! Oh, fuck! I think it hit my glasses. Jink. No, bro. We flew to Arizona, man. We went to school. We practiced the fast drive. It's a bow. Fuck. There goes my dance career. Whoa. No, bro. I've been working on the loads on this baby like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, it looks like a standard pistola, SAC. You know, it's a standard pistola, right? But I've been working on the bullets that go into this thing in my basement in my off time. I crammed like about 4 times the fucking powder in this thing, man. You might want to put your goggles on. Hey, bro, you okay? Now, through the magic of Tom's jump cut, we're going to show what actually happened to me when this asshole's 4 times the normal load went off. How'd you like the slow motion? Yeah, on the way to the fucking emergency room, too, to get my eyes flushed.
The Roth Show.
Always a little tough to watch or listen to these things solo on audio or solo on video. It's like Anthony Bourdain going, ah, the beautiful river. And I'm upstairs listening to Sirius XM on the headsets going, ain't no river around here, white boy. So, let's walk through it again, because this is gun school. This is every shooting range. This is everywhere I've been shooting. At one point, I just said to myself, I'm going to learn to shoot, and most importantly, neutralize everything that comes in black. This is in partial black. It is clearly a laser pistol. It is meant for nothing more than some kind of target practice and or gun handling. Gun handling is not the same as marksmanship. Marksmanship is hitting a specific target and everything that goes into that. Gun handling is, how'd you bring the gun to where you're shooting it? How are you taking it home? Did you carry it in a pocket, a holster, the back of a Jeep, the back of a car? Did you bring an Uzi in a cooler? Oh, don't think I'm fucking around. Yeah, I know you out there. That's right, homie. Do you even know to keep your finger off the trigger? On and on. Everybody knows that all adult males have 2 completely, specifically, genetically built-in DNA traits. The first being, after the age of 10, we're capable of operating any motor vehicle at complex speeds. We just know that. All we need is the vehicle and the space to do it, and we'll demonstrate that for you. Or after a few drinks or listening to Aerosmith for a little bit. But also, more importantly, all adult males internationally will tell you, perhaps not as articulately, and so what, that's not important. What we all know as adult males is that we're all genetically, scientifically, medically, as a species engineered to just know instinctively how to handle a handgun. We've seen it on TV, we've seen it on film, we've seen it in movies, maybe we watch Dad or Uncle Daryl play games with it or whatever, and now we know. Or maybe we don't. Virtually everything we described in the cold opening here is something I've seen, missed, been almost hit by, survived, actually helped somebody else survive. It all actually happened. Let's walk through this. I'm holding the gun up straight up. I put my finger on the trigger. You couldn't do anything more crazy, stupid, fucking crazy. But that's what you see, especially all the way up until modern times when somebody said, guys, that's like driving a car by just holding it in the middle of the thing. Nobody would ever really do that. But you'd be surprised how many times somebody's walking around and doing this, okay? And then they turn their head and they say, and you'll see this on every cop show, like a Charlie's Angels, they're going to turn their head. And what happens when you keep that finger on the trigger and you're sneaking around in your bunny suit in the house and your little head's full of coffee or fear or adrenaline or whatever, and you're going to turn your head and blow your fucking head off. That's why we're real careful about firearms, and that's why we just don't assume that anybody who walks up to the counter is cool. That's why there's background checks, because there's a whole lot of people who are pissed off doing that shit right away. See ya. I go way beyond background checks. You gotta have training. You want to ride a motorcycle around a school fucking district where any of my buddies' kids are? You better have some training. That's right. And as far as, no, I know what I'm doing. And they do what's called the traveling angel, where you turn and you heard something in the backyard, you're holding the muzzle wrong, your finger's on the trigger, and your kid sneaks up on you and tugs on the back of your pajamas and goes, Daddy, and you go, Jesus! And that's who you see next. I stopped going to the shooting range because I got hurt a couple of times. Innocently, uninnocently. You remember the character I demonstrated who's playing games with his own custom loads down in the basement? All right, that's great. But that casing was not meant to take four times whatever you just packed into it, okay? Okay, there's a couple rock star groupie jokes mixed into that, and they're really inappropriate when there's a firearm present. The only Japanese I knew for the first two tours back in the late 70s was, too big, too big. I think it was a compliment, Tom. Too big. And no, I'm not overdressed, because when that guy's pistol goes off, no shit, what happened is, I'm just like sitting there, and all of a sudden in slow motion, boom! Three times what he packed into that little cylinder as looking for a place to leave right now. And it explodes in shrapnel and pieces of metal and brass and everything else that happens. And I'm sitting here, and remember I did the funny part in slow motion, and boom! It felt my sunglasses pull, and I had to go get my right eye flushed, and I thought, man, I'm going to be blinded by some character who's playing with rocket fuel in his own basement. Jesus Christ. And that's just civilian shit. Tapping the gun on the bottom while the muzzle's aimed north like Wile E. Coyote size and going, I don't know, I think it's jammed. He literally, the guy next to me takes it, bounces it on the bottom and looks away as he bounces, boom! And it just misses the top. Let me see if I can get it to hit my head right like, boom. It makes you uneasy to watch me do this, doesn't it? I'm trying to make a fucking visual point. Boom! That's where the bullet fucking went off, okay? As far as suicide, sidebar. A handgun? Really? You're going to leave behind dry cleaning bills? Forget it. It's in kind, it's insensitive. Go to the Four Seasons. Order some lobster. Order the french fries. Put on the porno. Take your sleeping pills. All the ones you've been saving up. And I'll see you in heaven. 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 Jump cut. 10, 12 years ago, working as an EMT, somewhere between the Bronx, Brooklyn, Coney Island, I did shifts everywhere. Great summers, great folks I worked with, learned a hell of a lot. We saw the beginnings of what I think is probably still a trend, but four or five times between three or four different stations, different precincts, whatever, we saw people being shot 10, 12, 13 times and then crawling to their own vehicle and ringing themselves in on their smartphone. Of course, we're going to reflect on this when it's lunchtime or we're parked waiting on a break or waiting on calls at the 7-Eleven or out on Stillwell Avenue. We used to park over on Stillwell and wait by the Ferris wheel for calls late at night down in Coney. Fella called in, 13 shots, 13 9mm bullets. We did the research a little bit later, do the specs. 13 shots. How is that possible that he's going to go and crawl his way back into, I think it was an SUV, and call himself in and still be conscious when first response got there, the EMTs got there, not even advanced life. Here's what it was, and here's what it came to be as part of the pattern. Everybody was watching television, okay? So they're all holding the gun wrong. They're putting their finger on the trigger, and they're all doing this shit. Yo, dog! You like the way I do that, Tom?
I do.
Okay. And they hold it like this. So what happens is this guy had been coming out of a liquor store, the front of a liquor store, and the assailant, as they would call him, had jumped in front of him and went, "Yo, dog!" and started firing, bam, bam, like so. First guy, the victim, turns and goes, "Oh, shit!" Now, you can't see it. Those bullets are going right into my ass. Bam! Bam! Where's the gun aimed? I know, it looked great on New Jack City. It looked great on The Wire. What show did you like it when they hold this gun like this? Any particular police show, cops, Hill Street, anything? You know, the
Law and Order. I always loved Law and Order.
Colors, they held the gun like
colors,
this.
Colors, they absolutely did, yeah.
You kind of hold it like this, okay? Like it's going to like that, but where's it going? Bam, bam. Fella gets shot 13 times in the ass. Crawls into the head. Now, I'm making an assumption. I wasn't there. I don't know if that was the actual face, but that'd be the actual fucking face I'd be making. And makes his way to the FBI. Yeah, absolutely. And calls himself in where, you know, we show up. You got to work so fast sometimes on multiple wounds like that. We don't even use the gauze that comes in the package, okay? Tear open the package, use the package. It's a sterile adhesive, okay? Hold on one second. I'm going to put this gun in my pocket. Oh, fuck! I'm making some points here, guys. It's dark, but points.
Rated X. The Roth Show. Keep that left up. No. The other leg.
Folks who grow tomatoes pretty much know how to cook with them and enjoy the taste of them. Folks who go fishing know how to get that fish ready for dinner more often than not. I found that folks who are involved with firearms, police, fire, paramedic, and everybody at the firing range had limited, if any, experience with what happens if you get shot. Uh-oh. When I told my pop after high school I was interested in medicine in some sense and that I was interested in going to work at the hospital, I was going to work at San Gabriel Community, which I ultimately did. We were called tech porters or whatever we were. We did every job possible. It was 1972. The emergency room out at LA General was the stuff. Man, that's where you wanted to go work. They had whatever it was called, C block or C cell, and there were 10 beds there, and all the modern techniques that we use today were being instituted for the very first times out there. And we were seeing a lot of gunshot victims coming in. I worked the night shift, and my pop made goddamn sure. I told you about North Tower. Well, he made sure of a couple other fucking things. Number one, that in an effort to stop me from smoking, that I go, quote, downstairs at the hospital. I don't think this exists anymore out there, so I'm pretty comfortable talking about it. Downstairs is where the extreme trauma went, the stuff where even the best combat nurses felt their bile rise, people who had to have pieces of their jaw removed from smoking and that kind of a thing, and he made me look at it and work with it. And he also made me deal with some gunshot victims. That's where they went downstairs, and it was early in medicine, and I learned early, and now I'm going to talk in my father's voice, because the first thing you got to do when somebody gets shot is calm everybody else down to make sure that you slow their heart rates down and you get everything done at lightning fucking speed. And you look right into the face of death itself and you say, "All right, I see what we can do here." Yeah. Dave? Hand me the forceps, will you?
The Roth Show.
Years ago, the statistic was that one out of every four of us under the age of 30 would have at least two experiences without supervision of any kind with a loaded firearm by ourselves or with our peers, a la at a party or a camp out or spring break, or, hey, look what I found in my dad's drawer before we were applicable teenagers. I'm guessing that the statistics are way more colorful than that today. Most kids, ask anybody, make a gun sound. They can. Here's mine. Now that sounds like gun smoke, right? You heard the the reflexive report, that's like a Winchester, I found out later. Today, the sound is more like... That's the sound of 1-800-SEE-YA. And this is dark humor because I'm trying to make a point. I've seen everything possible done wrong, done wronger, and almost to me or because of me, or I made a few mistakes myself. The idea of a combat weapon, I made it my business. The first time somebody at gun school said, Dave, go get that shotgun. And I was afraid of it because I didn't know if it would go off or not. I didn't know where the safety was. I didn't know how to handle the trigger just yet. I didn't know about muzzle management and second. Anybody who's familiar with gun school knows exactly what I'm talking about. And I was not born with this accent or the ability to operate that shotgun. The absence of three of my toes proved that shit. One of my favorite scenes in all the best pirate, cowboy, and gangster movies is when they stop the hero or the bad guy at the door. In The Ballad of Buster Scruggs on Netflix, you can see this. The cowboy in white is stopped at the door of the bar. I think they do this in, the pirate movies from Disney where they stop at the door and go, all right, boys, give me your guns. And they start to pull out one gun after the other. Tom, you can finish this already. Think of a movie where this happens. And they pull out 1, 2, 6, 7, 8, 12 guns. Then the knives, then the boots, then under the boots, then the heel. Turns out to be a spike. And there's a pile of weapons. We learn in tactical EMT that if one of our guys, medical, fire, law enforcement, doesn't matter, goes out, lights out on the 12th floor from heat prostration, he or she is going to wake up in the pitch dark, panicking. And the first thing they're going to reach for is their weapon, okay? They're going to start to defend and protect, and they may go after one of the other guys or gals with an oxygen tank or a heart monitor or carrying a couple of kids down a project stairway or around the corner of a dark alley, and if it's not there, they're going for that secondary weapon. And once you know where to locate that so that somebody doesn't injure themselves or anybody else on the team, do you know how to neutralize it? I'm the worst shot. Nah, that's not true. But I do know how to shoot. I don't enjoy it like avid gun owner. I own a couple of guns, but I can't remember last time I went to the range for all of the reasons that I demonstrated or talked about earlier. But I do know how to neutralize, how to make safe pretty much any kind of gun that one guy can carry to the scene if it comes in black. Folks next door, Mr. Roth, do you know anything about firearms? Yeah, I know a little bit about it. Watch a lot of television. Good, because we just found a gun in the drawer of where we just moved in. We're your new next door neighbor. Actually happened. Turned out it was just a regular pistol, a wheel gun, whatever, 38 or some sort of thing. But if you don't know, you don't roll. It's like walking up on a snake. I have no idea what we're dealing with here. And no, I'm not interested in petting it. Go call Roth. Well, if you got brains and you know what you're doing and even a vague education towards this kind of thing, you'll be just fine. Really? My pop, the eminent Dr. Nathan Roth, is an old bullshit guy. Made me pay every penny on this house. Made me take 33 years to do it. While he was living in this house, he told my sister, you want to go to college? You're going to pay every penny of that yourself or you won't value it. And he did that. She was a little pissed back then, and she wanted to go buy a gun, I'm pretty sure. But 2 weeks later, she was okay with it, and now she's kind of proud. Sidebar. Pop was no bullshit guy. Had every degree, every kind of memory, every kind of awareness that you could possibly imagine. All the training at possible gun schools, real gun school. Was sitting over in the kitchen. I was out on the road, heard about it pretty quick. Was, hey, wait a minute. Time for... my 10 favorite gun cleaning accidents on America's Home Video. Jump cut, Tom. The eminent university-educated empath, lover of people, lover of life, is cleaning his handgun. conveniently, quietly. Nobody else is at the house. It's a 22 caliber. I'm going to use this demonstration laser pistol. This is nothing but a laser pistol here. And he's cleaning it, and he does the Bugs Bunny, because I've watched Pop do it before, and I mentioned to him, no, you don't look down the barrel. No, you don't sight it at little Elvis.
Hey, what's up?
And you don't aim it at your toes and check like this and tap to see if anything's there. And he checked it, and he thought he had it going on completely, etc. And just like a lot of gun owners, before it put it in the padlock safety case and everything, he saw that, oh, it was a little bit cocked, so he just took it and went, bam! You want to know where incoming fire impact is directional? Take a pencil or a chopstick, put it in the hole. Colin, put up the picture. Pop almost killed his kneecap. More about that after this.
The Roth Show.
The slippery slope of background checks. I'm not sure that I'm prepared or educated enough to discuss it with any real authority. I have my position. Of course, there should be background checks. I don't even want you operating a Subaru without a fucking background check. You shouldn't even be sold a television set without a background check. You might be watching some racist horse shit, and then you go for slippery slope in immigration reform, which actually I kind of do understand. You mean like if we identify Hispanics who have a predisposition to trouble and deport them? Really? Like who? Like gang members. Gang members. Sounds like a good thing to deport. How do we identify gang members? Tattoos. That kid has a 13 on his shoulder. Must be MS-13. You're going back to where you came from. Wait a minute. This is the 13th letter of the alphabet. I'm smoking pot for breakfast. What the fuck? What? Get out of it! No recommendo that horseshit essay either, okay? So slippery slope, I understand. But in terms of, I'm angry today, I want my gun right now, that's as dark a humor as I can make, because we're making a point and it's a joke that ain't fucking funny at all. I get threatened all the time. Not 1 month goes by without some racist death horseshit coming into my mailbox. I had some racist Jew-hating punk kill my fucking dogs about 10 years ago, okay? Don't think I don't have my own stake in this. And as far as a total love for law enforcement and said bullshit, I've had my run-ins with the cops here up here in Pasadena. We had a lieutenant who for 25 years was running drug raids, stealing the guns, and selling the shit on the internet. He's in jail now for all of 1 year. And nobody knew what was happening. So everybody, like they say, cop's eyes, everybody's lying, except this time, not me. I'm all for background checks. 100-round drum. Do you know how much that costs? Do you know how hard it is to carry that shit around? Be serious. It's for nothing but cinematic value. And isn't it interesting that most of the actors who perform in the most popular movies of all time, Shooter, Sniper, Sniper Shooter, Point of Impact, I love these movies as much as anybody, and I have no intention of going up on the roof and targeting or whatever. I get that vicarious thing. I'm not going to play rugby any fucking time again soon, ever. But I sure do love the game more and more, because at the end of the game, wow, it's like at the end of watching King Lear. Whew, that was fucking hot. You guys hungry? Unfortunately, when I watch porno, I just need more. And I guess they depend on me for that. Horse wrangling, scuba diving, firearms, working with a live sword, a sharp sword. These are things of consequence that we train with and that we pursue, but they have a serious consequence if you don't get it right. It adds a tang of consequence. You follow what I'm saying, Tom?
I do.
You've pursued things like rock climbing, depending on how you do it. It introduces a big wave surfing. You'll get to a point over about 6 waves where there is a note of consequence to what you do. And we follow these pursuits essentially for decades. I've used the sword to teach me, utilizing firearms as an introductory portal to field craft, the great outdoors, everything including cooking, operating in maritime, fishing, being boating, etc., is a wonderful idea. Most of us don't follow that kind of an edict at all. Most of the folks at the shooting range are imagining they're shooting people. The only reason that there's not silhouettes of people out there, and whenever there's targets, it's always a bad guy with a mustache or whatever who looks vaguely Slavic or vaguely Hispanic, or perhaps even increasingly Hispanic. You can tell the politics according to what the silhouettes are at the shooting range these days. The little animals that go ping out at 300 meters, those are becoming politically incorrect. I don't want to shoot little sheep lambs or, you know, little birds anymore. I like the birds. Long story, just a little bit longer. I own a couple of guns. I'm not an avid gun owner. I'm not a cop groupie. Can't remember the last time I was at the shooting range. Occasionally, I'll go do a refresher course to remember what side the safety is on, as opposed to improving my shooting accuracy. I think that background checks and watching out for amphibious assault weapons, you're going to talk about amphibious assault weapons with howitzer size hand loads and 15-pound drum super mega small infantry unit tactics sort of mega frangible house loads, I think I should have those. And perhaps a select guest list. Tom? Do you think you should have some of those in your arsenal?
I believe so, yes.
I'm not even sure what frangible SWAT loads are, but I'm pretty sure I need a case of them. That's the American way. And I am an American. I am a patriot. I also realize that half of the class is fucking cuckoo. And they say so about me. So we're all doing the background check. Because right under the surface, there's the bad guy from innumerable James Bond movies and The Wired. And come on, say it. The fellow with the scar down the middle of his face, that's who you really wanted to be. Not the boss, right? Okay, yeah, he's nodding. That's why he didn't put himself on this time. Takes a lot for him to not put himself on. If somebody uninitiated came from Jupiter and said, what, really, 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 be a Buddhist, summarize it up in one sentence, the shorter the better. What really is the fascination with Americans and firearms? I would have to say, and I've given this a lot of consideration over the years, this is not new for the podcast, I would say, well, it's a lot like Harley Davidson's. The sound is just fucking great. Full disclosure postscript. We here at the Roth Entertainment Complex and the Mojo Dojo Battle Club fully support background checks, psychiatric checks, tax backgrounds, inheritances, the whole thing. We don't think you should have a gun, much less operate a Subaru, much less learn how to pronounce it correctly. You shouldn't be able to operate a fucking electric toothbrush without a, well, you should be able to use a Subaru. And I know how a lot of you are thinking right now, because I think just like you, and I love the way you think. You're thinking, Dave, you know, an electric toothbrush is a thing of destructive, violent, painful, immoral, degrading, medically dangerous acts. Well, I think depending on what your other hand is doing, and we here at the Roth Show fully support background checks for actual firearms, all joking aside. As far as that electric toothbrush, that's only a violent, dangerous, degrading medical act, depending on what your other hand is doing, especially if it's holding a gun.
The Roth Show, brought to you by Inc. The Original.